This is a continuation of the January 20th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 492 for property ID 204008042. The property is owned by David W. Campbell and Anna Dubrovskaya Campbell. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I'll hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the January 20th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves case number 496 for property ID 140685000. The property is owned by Troy S. Castle. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Troy Castle on video chat for the appellant. So at this time, we'll go ahead and have you raise your right hand and we'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2021. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to ask you first, did you get a copy of the recommended new value by the assessor's office?
What's the date on that?
10-4 of 21.
I did not. I received one June 3rd of 21. The other one dated was, in the top right, was 9/30/2021. So it's another issue of where they're coming up with their numbers when I received multiple. And so I didn't even receive one dated October 4th. What value do you have on that?
991,969.
No, I don't. I never received that.
What's the one? We only have the one dated 6/3. What's the one dated 9/30 say?
1,063,735.
That's what we have.
But I thought the gentleman said 900 and something.
Yeah, that one came out 4 days later, so 991. That's 991 is the very latest one. How do you feel about that value?
It's still over because of the comps I have.
Okay.
Which one are we using now?
You use whatever you want to. If you're going to have a different comp and want to have a different argument, that's fine. So you go over what you want, you think it should be.
Okay. So the county's now putting it at I got to write that down. How much? I'm sorry?
991,969.
Michelle, can you make a note to have them send that to me at some point just so I can have that?
I can pass it along to you after the hearings today. I'll have a copy of it in my files.
Okay. Okay. The assessor finally got the second building correct as far as what's finished, what's not, what's the proper square footage. So in my property value determination sheet on page 1, specific reasons why you believe the assessor's value does not reflect the true and fair market value. Number 1 and number 2, you can strike that because they finally have all of that correct.
Okay.
All right. Number 3, I have comparable number 1, which is directly behind me by about 100 yards. It's the same similar square footage with a 1,350 square foot shop with power finished The sale price in May of 2020 was $750,000 versus my assessed value, I guess, of showing $991,969. This comparable number one sold May 27th, 2020. Excise tax number 821762. It's 5.5 acres. It's, like I said, it's right behind me. The house was built in 05. Construction quality good, condition average like mine. 1.5 stories like mine. The square footage is total 3,465 minus 3,427. Once again, they have an outbuilding as well. It's a shop of 1,350 square foot detached shop, finished with full power. Their place is 3 bedrooms, 3.5 baths. And it, like I said, it sold for $750,000 in May of 2020.
Is your home 3 bedrooms, 3 baths?
Three bedroom, 1, 2, 3.5 baths, correct.
Okay.
And I see I left that blank. My apologies.
And is the 3,400 square feet on yours, does that include that? You said it's 1.5 stories, so does that include the upper
square? Yes, feet? That's... Yeah, that includes the upstairs.
Okay.
Any other questions on that before I move on?
Nope. Go ahead.
I don't have any more on that one.
I'm sorry?
I don't have any questions on that one.
Okay. Comparable number two, I guess you can't use... I've been told you can't use assessed values from other properties. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's correct.
Okay. So, let's see here. Comp number three. Let's see. So, account parcel number 136851. The address is 32200 Northeast 94th Street in Camas, which is Camas School District, which carries a significantly higher value than Washougal. As you, I'm sure, know, Camas schools are highly regarded. The sale price was $750,150. The date was July 14th, 2020. Excise tax number 824212. 4.84 acres. It has a view, and this is per the Clark County GIS website. It has a view. My property does not have a view. This home was built in 2006. Construction quality is average plus versus good plus. Condition is average versus mine is average. Number of stories, 2. Living area square feet, excluding a basement, is 3,062. 3 bedrooms, 2 full, 1 half bath. It has a building two as well with 1 bedroom, 1 bath, 960 square feet. Garage with 800 square feet over the garage is finished of this property. Then it also has building three, which is 1,080 square feet. And it sold, like I said, for $750,000 in July of 2020 with Camas School District.
Those additional buildings on that Northeast 94th Street property, building number 2, 1 bedroom, 1 bath, and then building number 3, how 1,080 square feet. Were they built at the same time in 2006?
Building 3, I'm on the Clark County website. It says year built 2016. Building type, outstanding.
Okay.
Building 2 has, like I said, one bedroom, one bath, four stair, area over garage, detached, finished, 800 square feet.
Okay. All right.
But building 3 is 1,080 square feet, like I said, and it's built very recently. Shows outstanding building type, 1,080 square feet.
In the auditor's or the assessor's corrections, he indicates that you have a guest house, but makes it like a 1.5 story finished ranch. What is that?
Yeah, what's your what is your question again? I heard the outbuilding.
They confirmed a guest house square footage at Bed Bath and heating and all that, corrected the style of the 1.5 finish to a ranch. What does that mean?
Did you say that they are now showing it's corrected to a ranch type home?
Yeah, correct.
Yes, that's correct, because the assessor for 3 years had it. Everything listed totally incorrect, and that was part of the appeal process back in the day. And I received a phone call, I can't remember the day, sometime this past summer, early fall, from somebody wanting to correct all these errors that I had been mentioning for 2-3 years. So they finally got it right. But my go ahead.
I just said, so on their comparable sales grid, where they have a 1,400 square foot guest house and a 1,024 guest house garage, are those the correct numbers? I'm trying to compare that to what you wrote.
Troy, I just sent that off to you, so if you've got an email handy, you can see what they're looking at.
You just sent it to me?
Yeah, it's ignore the name. That's just for our filing purposes. But that's all the right, packet of what the assessor sent in.
The square footage is not a total of 1,444 plus 1,024. The total of the entire footprint of the building is 1,444.
Okay. So there is no extra 1,024 square feet. It's just 1,444.
Yeah, that's part of the garage. People don't add garages to square footages.
Right.
I'm trying to get that, Michelle, so I can't, I need to open that before I give a total confirmation on this. It's trying to open here. Okay, assessor's response to, okay, I'm reading it now. Stand by, please. Okay, the presser's fine. Okay, I got to read this paragraph. Okay, this appraiser's finding and response was based on the phone call that I'd mentioned earlier. Okay, she's still showing, I want to note, she's still showing the style as 1.5 stories. It's not 1.5 stories. I don't, so, it, I don't know if that affects the value. I presume it does. It's showing it bigger than it is. It's not one and a half stories. It's just one level with some steps going up to plywood on trusses of a little storage area that's not finished. It's just open truss, unconditioned, etc. So it's not one and a half story. Okay, now I'm moving on to address something else here. Second floor. $140,679. Okay, she's saying the sale on my comparable number one, she's saying on account 140,679, the sale is not an arm's length transaction and is not considered a valid sale. What does that mean?
That is a family sale.
And maybe there was no realtor involved? Or...
What's that?
Maybe that a realtor was involved? Or that it was a family sale?
Is that a maybe, or do they know for sure, or?
Well, she says it was a family sale that was not listed in the MLS.
Okay, but it does show it as a sale with an excise tax number, so right. That I don't know. I don't know how they know that for sure. No, it's... So that's my whole point about the county is there's so many errors at times that they come up with these numbers and they put the onus on the taxpayer when they're the ones having these errors and possibilities. And that's a big part of the appeal that I hope you guys consider. I'm looking into account 136851. She's saying is an average plus two-story home. It's in neighborhood 19, detached garage of 960 square feet with an 800 square foot apartment over the garage. 2016, a general purpose building was added. This is what I mentioned. Two-story styles are typically recognized differently in the market than a ranch style. Subject is superior to this comparable style, and style, quality, construction, size of main and upper living area of home. Okay, that is kind of she's listing as the subject, my home is superior to this comparable style. I want to add that the subject home is in, not my home, the comp home 140682 is in the Camas School District. So for this person to say that, you know, my home is far, far superior is an assumption or it should be weighed equally with the fact that this home is in the Camas School District, which holds a markedly higher value and desirability for homes.
Anything else?
That's all I have. These sales comps, I mean, this is the assessor. I just want, you know, the mistakes made on a continual basis and then her assumption it's a family sale, not a valid sale. I mean.
So even with this new value, that you weren't aware of the 991, 969. Is that the third value that the assessor has given you?
Well, first off, she didn't give it to me, but yes, this is, that's number three this year.
Yeah.
The first two I got in the mail. And this third one is news to me as of this meeting. Okay. So they're all over the map.
Yep.
I don't know if this will make you feel any better, but we see this regularly.
It's not. I understand. It's just typical government. I know the employees are trying. I get that, but yeah. We all know how government works.
The second one you got, do you have that, Dick?
Which one?
The one dated 9/30. The notice of value dated 9/30. Do you have that? I don't have that.
Isn't it the same as the one he would have gotten in May?
No, the first one I received, so we did this last year. The first one I received in 2021 was a notice of corrected value based on what you guys deemed the value was last year. The first one I got for taxes due 2022, assessment year 2021, the first one I received was September 30th, 2021, with a value of $1,063,735. Scratch all of that. The first one I received was June 3rd, 2021, with an assessed value of $1,091,185. Then I received another one September 30th, 2021, okay, for $1,063,000.
And then we got one in October for $991,969.
Which, right, I have not received.
Right.
We have had people say that they get these things by email and it goes to their junk email. I don't even know if they have it.
I get mine in the mail just for that reason. Since I've lived here 20 years, I've always gotten them in the mail. Thanks for letting me know that, though.
Okay. I don't know if they send much by mail anymore, if they just do it.
No, I'm telling you factually, I get them by mail.
Okay.
I have some rentals, and they come by mail as well.
Well, I think I have enough to make a decision.
I have enough information. He's fulfilled it.
I got it.
Very well.
What's that, Mr. Riley?
You fulfilled it very well for me to make a decision on this.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Close it.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the January 20th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves case number 501 for property ID 37910547. The property is owned by Marguerite K. Graybrook, trustee. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Adrian Graybrook and Lucianne Kindle both on video chat for the appellant. You don't both have to speak. Whoever would like to, go ahead and raise your right hand and we'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
All right. Is the other one speaking? Lucianne?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2021. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Okay.
So, unless you have questions, I'm going to ask you to explain the information you have in this proposal from Terra Firma. and what it's all about, and then and you can tell us anything else you want to about the property.
The proposal from Terra Firma, to start with, our house was a spec house, built as a spec house. So what they did is pretty much all the other houses along the ridge here have basements, but they just piled up the dirt and put our house on top. So it made it tippier. And so we have a lot of settling. So our foundation needs
some serious adjustments.
We could tell something was wrong because we have huge cracks in the ceilings in certain rooms, and there's a separation along the wall and the ceiling, and some of the windows and doors don't open properly. And so when we had them out, they could tell, if you look at some of the pictures, some of the rooms are red and some of the rooms are not red, which also made the patio and the courtyard,
all the cement blocks shift. So everything
and the walls
is,
go crooked.
Yep. So there's definitely a shifting in the home. And what their quote states is that they'd have to come in and put these pylons in to shore up the house to make it even again. And the cumulative total for that is about $150,000.
Does it have a crawl space or is it on a slab?
It has a crawl space.
It does. How deep is that crawl space?
Oh, it's horrible. It's about yay tall.
It's maybe about 3 feet.
And what they say is they have to dig down into the bedrock and
put the new pylons in to shore it up.
Okay.
I can't tell from looking at this how much of that is that. Let me just tell you, cost to cure problems for patios, driveways, and walkways generally are not allowable as a reduction of the property value. It's only that the adjustment to the foundation or the house itself. I can't tell from this what is foundation correction and what's walkway correction.
That's why we had them write up separate. The foundation itself would be about 111,000 in range.
What page is that?
$93,000.
What page is that on?
That estimate would be the two that are like 93,000, the ones that we sent in from the Terra Firma people.
The page numbers listed.
County page numbers, because we have, this is a pretty thick packet.
It's the front page, page one of 13.
And one of 12.
I have one of 12 for 94,260,210.
Right. Those two are the ones that they're talking about shoring up the foundations.
Yes.
And then there's also one that they're talking about, the brick wall, which is 31,000. Now, if the brick wall goes down, it's going to fall right over into our neighbor's yard.
And take part of the house with it.
And the retaining wall.
And that is on page...
That is one of 10. So I realize it's not that, the brick wall is not the patio, but it will take our retaining wall with it if it goes.
You're on the south side of Bona Vista, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
So where do I get the 111,000 that you're talking about?
I added up... some of their 90s and the brick walls. I added up the foundation and the brick walls together.
to get the 1,100.
Yeah.
So I've got 94, 262, 10, and then I, you say it's 1 of 10. I see 1 of 12.
Yeah, it's 54,000.
She said it was 30 something, didn't you?
Well, I don't know.
They're all mixed up.
I don't know where she gets that. Well, the 1 of 10 is 54,000.
I've got 1 of 12 here, but it looks like they're not in order, I guess. They're just kind of all random.
There's 1 of 12, and at the end of 12, then there starts 1 of 10.
Okay. So 54,000 is the... Is that the brick wall?
The 31,000 is the brick wall.
I don't have 31,000. I've got 54,000. I'm looking for the 31,000.
Oh, I have the 54,000. I'm sorry. I beg your pardon.
Okay, there's 31,628. It's 1 of 9.
Right.
And that is has to do with the retaining wall.
That is correct.
So does that total the 111,000? Doesn't seem like it would.
You're correct. I'm so sorry.
I got 1 of 9 is 17,000.
That is another one.
1 of 9? I'm looking at it. Page 1 of 9.
That,
31,000.
That is the courtyard. The 17,000 is the courtyard. So you can actually set that one to the side because it's not a pinnacle over. And the one for 94, 262, 10, that is to stabilize the front entryway and the center of the home.
I still don't find whatever totals up to 111,000. I haven't figured that out yet.
Where's your other page? One's just 111,000.
I must have misread. I apologize.
So, okay. So did you take the 831 and subtract these numbers, or how did you come up with 574,160, land 304, building 270. So you subtracted. I don't know what you subtracted from the original price to get to 574.
Your other paper.
Well, all right. Just tell us how you got to the 574.
Yeah.
What 574?
What you think the value is and how you got there? I mean. You, in your email, it says 574,160. So is that the number that you think it's worth?
I didn't know what to put for that number, truly. She said, pick a number. And I said, I don't know what to pick.
You have to tell us what you want, and then we have to see if that's about it, if it's a valid number. If it's not, I mean, if you can't tell us what it is, then we can't help you.
I felt that it had gone up so extremely that I picked that number because it was a number from a couple years back. And okay. Since there was so much that we needed to do to bring it up, it's 2017's number is what it is.
Okay. So, yeah, that number came from 2017 taxes.
So I figured it was a number that the city had actually chosen at one time.
Last time they did an assessment.
So are you in imminent danger of the house collapsing, or is this just something that you would like to do? Or, I mean, are you in danger being in the house? Or
no, we're not in imminent danger, if that's what you're asking. This is something that does have to be done.
And we'll get increasingly.
Yeah, and worse. We're trying to work on it. We're, you know, trying to do one project at a time. But to do everything is next to impossible. So we're trying to pick the one that is going to be the most, which is going to be the most dramatic to be done first, or which most needs to be done first. Does that make sense? No, the house is not going to fall down tomorrow. We're not going to go down there.
The 94,000, let's start with one of 22. The 94,000, is that all foundation and critical work for the house itself?
Where's the 94?
Page 1 of 22, 1 of 12, sorry.
94,620.
I'm sorry.
That's not 94,210.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's all foundation work and the house itself.
That is correct. Yeah.
Okay. And what else is critical to the house itself?
The retaining wall.
Which is the 34,000?
That is correct, sir.
31,000, sorry.
31,628.83, correct.
Have you discussed any of this with the assessor's office, or had a conversation with them, or showed them your bids, or anything?
The only thing that we discussed with the assessor's office so far was the covenant that we have to abide by, which is the fact that we, nor anybody who bought the property, can go anywhere higher than the roof. So let's say we were to sell the property. So many people who sold their properties along this ridge have made them two-story houses, or like I mentioned, pretty much everyone has basements along here. Well,
we can't do either.
We in the house next to us have the covenant where it says that we can't have trees or anything above the roof. So if we wanted to sell the property and somebody said, oh, we want to have a two-story house, no, it's just not going to ever happen. So we couldn't sell to that kind of buyer.
And if we try, we're prohibited from doing a basement because of potential landslides.
And do you have a pretty unobstructed view of the river?
Pretty much.
But a lot of our property, it being a flag lot, is driveway. It's not a private drive, but we give access to our neighbors. And then we have a lot over the side that's just hill, almost straight down, that we can't really do anything with. So we can't.
That goes straight down to Evergreen, right?
That is correct.
It does.
I don't have any more questions.
I don't have any more questions. I'm okay.
Okay, I think I have it. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the January 20th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 502 for property ID 164-294-002. The property is owned by Christopher Allen Kehoe. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Chris Kehoe on the line for the appellant present over video chat. So we'll go ahead and have you raise your right hand, and we'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2021. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like their decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, great. So this is, I think, the eighth year in a row I've been here. Every year they raise the price an absurd amount, and they've continued to do that as well. It looks like in my appeal, I actually put the wrong value. So in 2021, you guys ruled $467,000 as the value. They indicated $557,000 as the previous value. That's not correct. It was $467,000. And then this year, they raised it to $619,000. And if you go down to my documentary evidence worksheet, and the comparable properties, I've found four properties in the local area that are all around that $400,000 value.
So you're still asking for 420, correct?
For this year, yes, 420.
So you think it's dropped in value 47,000 since last year?
I think last year I asked for less. Based on the comparables in the area. But, you know, you can always compromise. I think that's what we did last year. We found something kind of in the middle. Okay. But based on the recent sales of comparable houses in my neighborhood, I think 420 is a reasonable valuation.
Is the house on Edmonds? What kind of shape is it in? Because it's got 3,500 square feet, five bedrooms, four bathrooms, and it's sold for $390,000. This is, I know, June of 19, but that sounds like a really good deal for a 3,500 square foot house.
Yeah, and it looks great from the outside. I haven't been inside, but from the outside it looks fantastic. It reminds me of my house very much. Very similar in age. I think it's like within 1 year of age.
When you complete these worksheets, you need to fill out all the rest of the material. And
yeah, you didn't put the year built on any of the houses.
Year built and quality.
Yeah.
Where
condition?
Oh, I didn't. Okay. Yeah, I saw the view and waterfront, and that. I didn't really know what to put for those.
Do they have a view or waterfront? So you just put no.
No, they're just a neighborhood. No.
Just
put no.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure what the proper.
Yeah. Do you know how old then you
put the year built? Yeah, the year built is in the GIS system, so you should put that in. And construction quality is in there. And if you know the condition, it should be in there. The other thing you should get, you shouldn't have comparables more than a year old. So the assessor will not consider those from 19. They would only consider ones from 20.
Oh, on page 2 of the form, the Board of Equalization form, it says most recent sales of comparable property within the past 5 years.
I know. It says 5 years. You know, and I know that property values change more rapidly than that, and so 5 years becomes, I mean, if we have to trend the value of it up, it's going to be trended by a certain amount anyway. So you're better off to have properties that are valued within a 12-month period, and because the assessor's not going to look at those. And if you're trying to refute that, it's hard for you to use an old sale and then try to trend it up to the current date. It makes it a less reliable number.
Okay, yeah. I mean, historically, I've used within the past 12 months, but I thought that Edmunds one was a great comparable. It's the most comparable. So my house was 1908, and Edmunds was built in 1909. So you can't get more comparable than that. And it, unfortunately, it doesn't sell every year. So I thought it was worth including.
Has your house been remodeled?
Since 1909, since 1908, yes. It's been moved and remodeled over the 110 years.
The county has an effective age of 1990 on your house.
That's probably based on one of the remodels.
Right, yeah.
It was moved in 1970, and then it was expanded.
Did you get the information from the county with their comparable sales?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Did you get the information from the county with their comparable sales?
I'm not familiar with what that means.
Well, they sent
I went to the...
They sent out this sheet that shows that they did not decide to lower your value. And then inside of it, they have a page where they've listed comps that they provided. Did you get that at all?
I did get that in the mail, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't keep a copy of it. I did see that, yeah.
Okay. You might want to hang on to that in future years, just
for okay.
purposes.
Yeah, I guess you know they're going to find comparables that are on the highest end. I'm going to find comparables that are on the lowest end.
I don't have any other questions.
You have a detached garage with 1,300 square feet of area over the garage. Is that living space?
Yeah, that's been there every year. I bought that with the property in 2015.
Is that included in the 2,332 square feet, or is it separate from that?
Well, that's a separate.
Okay.
How do you access that? From the exterior or from inside the garage?
It's exterior.
Okay.
It's like a separate unit.
Okay.
It's a freestanding
unit. Is it a complete unit up there, or is it a separate apartment like in there, or is it just recreation space?
It's a separate building. It's a complete unit.
Does it have a bathroom?
It has a bathroom and a kitchen?
Yeah.
Okay. You probably should list that on your worksheet, too. Other buildings.
Okay.
Put other buildings and put the details on the other buildings.
Okay.
I don't have any other questions.
I don't have any other questions. I've got enough information here.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Just one moment. Dan, do you want me to get that saving?
Close the hearing.
This is the January 20th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves case number 485 for property ID 136905000. The property is owned by George H. Kinsey and Lori H. Kinsey Trustees. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have George Kinsey on the line for the appellant. He's present over the phone, and then he's got a video feed in. So, George, we can't see you, but if you could raise your right hand, we'll get you sworn in.
All right. Raise.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2021. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. Well, what I do what I did was I tried to find homes that had sold that were in the 4,500 to 5,500 square foot range, our home being at just a little over 5,000 square feet. And we have a ranch, and so I found that very difficult to do because there just weren't that many ranches that were selling in that range. I did think that our structure was a little overvalued, so which is why I filed the appeal. The assessor, in his response, stated that two of my comps that I had submitted, which were two-story structures, and I've submitted them in the past, and the board has in the past has adjusted our value based on two-story homes, but the assessors said that they really didn't weren't compatible or weren't shouldn't be used in your comps. So I gave him the benefit of the doubt and threw them out, and then submitted or resubmitted the comps. One of the comps was one that I had originally submitted, which was a ranch. And then I submitted a 1.5 structure. The comps that he submitted took me by surprise because the square footage of the home were quite under what our square footage is. They range from just a little over 3,200 square feet up to 4,500 plus. I think it was 4,505 was the highest that he had. So, and I thought those didn't really compare, which is why I never used them. But anyway, that's what he submitted. So then I decided, well, let's see if we can sort of level out the playing field. So I brought everything up to January 1st of 2021. Our assessed value and the assessed values of the homes that I had found, plus the homes that the assessor had found. And one of the problems I found was that if you go by sale price, the sale price is for the total property. I wasn't complaining about the total property. I was just complaining about the structure. So I came up with a spreadsheet, which I think you have in front of you, that shows the percentage of the home as to the total of the various properties. And these were for the comps of the assessor and the comps that I had. When I worked that out for both my comps and the assessor's comps, I then came up with an average of what the structure was as in relation to the total property, and then applied that to our total structure. And the average for the for the assessor's comp, if the average structure, the ratio, if you use the average ratio for his comp and applied it to our property would have gone up to $764,297. That's a 6.6% increase. If you use my comps, it went up to $796,866, which is a 10.7% increase. Now, the time adjustment study said that in 2020, the median price home went up 11%. So my 10.7% increase was pretty much in line with the time adjustment study. And that's what I'm submitting at $796,866 that I think our structure should be assessed at. And that was my methodology in coming up with that.
So, tell me your number again. Did you say the 795,866?
796,866 is what I came up with.
Because on your appeal, your original application, you have 737,937. So you're adjusting that up for that.
That's an initial adjustment, and then those initial figures that I submit on that appeal are just mainly a guess. I do my best, but it's after that, when I see what the assessor submits, that then I have time to sit down and really go through it.
Yeah, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure because some people use your
That's in the last paragraph of his write-up.
Okay, I read the write-up. I just wanted to clarify that.
Well, that's my methodology.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I have enough information from him.
So do I.
Just to let you know, the regulations for valuing property is that there's an obligation to value the total property, and then at fair market value, that's the charge of the assessor, and to make a reasonable allocation between land and building. So the allocation of that is not exactly perfect all the time, but the valuation of the total property should be what they're really resting their laurels on.
Okay, well, if you take what they, what they submitted for the land, because I'm not complaining about that, and add it to the structure.
Yeah,
I think came to about $1,011,000, somewhere in that range is the total.
Yeah, 1,010,808.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I got it.
All right.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. All right.
Appreciate your time.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Right.
Well, one moment.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the January 20th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 498 for property ID 112881066. The property is owned by Sarah Ra. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Sarah Raw on video chat for the appellant. So at this time, I'll go ahead and have you raise your right hand, and we'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony, make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2021. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail.
Okay.
Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board with the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. Well, basically, I'm saying their value is okay, except for when I bought my property, it was in a short sale, so it hadn't been painted or new carpet or anything. It's like all original cabinets and everything. And I just haven't had the money to replace anything. So when other condos sell in the area, I go to the open houses. And they all have new floors, new carpets, new paint, new cabinets, new countertops. And so their selling value is based on that they've done all that updating and repair. It's not, I don't know if you could call it repairs. I mean, some of it are repairs, but some of it, if I'm going to get a comparable value, I have to do that. In other words, nobody's selling them as is. They're all fixed up nice. So that's, I don't know. That's what I felt like based on, I got some estimates, what it would cost to replace, you know, like new floors, new carpet, get it painted, new countertops, new cabinets. And then I have a few leaks, there's a leak in the bathroom by one toilet and some kind of mold that comes in through the ceiling in another bathroom. And I think I sent all the, you should have a ton of pictures. I don't know. I'm sorry if some of them you can't make out. I've had a lot of eye surgeries lately, so I can't see that well. So I'm not sure about all, you know, all the pictures, what they look like or whatever. But anyway, so that's what I'm just saying. To make it a comparable value, I would have to do all that work, which would cost, you know, I took the, of all the estimates, I took the mid-range. And I think it adds up to, I don't know if it's written somewhere. Oh, it adds up to about $63,000 to do, mm-hmm. if to make it like a like property of the ones that are selling.
Okay.
Oh, and I also have appliances. I don't know. You can take that out, but the appliances are all original as well. So I don't think I got an estimate for that. I just like Google searched it. So it would be like $2,000 for a new dishwasher and range and cabinet. And again, these are not high end of doing that. They're just like basic things.
Is your garage the only thing on the main floor? And then is it just the garage and then one level above it? Or is it the garage two levels above it?
It's two levels. Okay. Like some are three levels here. This one's just two.
So it's the garage with one level above the garage.
Yeah, but I have more than a garage downstairs. I have like the living room and the kitchen is off the garage.
Okay.
And a half bath, bedroom. And then upstairs is three bedroom, two bath.
Okay. So when you enter from your front door. Mm-hmm. That goes right into, into a living area then, huh?
Correct.
Okay.
I see the door there on the side.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just like I said, every time there's a for sale, I kind of go to them, you know what I mean? And they're all like, they've put a lot of money in, you know what I mean? They've replaced counters. Because you kind of have to. They're 22 years old, everything.
Do you face the park? Do you look out on the park?
I do. Yeah. Actually, my backyard is the park.
Okay.
I don't have any other questions.
I'm good. I have enough information here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Got it.
Okay. Oh.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, thank you guys.
And how? And you'll send me an email or something?
Yeah, you'll get a written response from us within 30 days.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good day.
You do the
thank
same.
You.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the January 20th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 100 for property ID 357-70404. The property belongs to Amy K. Rhodes and Gerald D. Rhodes. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have both Amy Rhodes and Gerald Rhodes on video chat for the appellant. You don't both have to speak, but whoever would like to, go ahead and raise your right hand and we'll get you sworn in.
Right
hand, okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Yes, it will be the truth.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony, make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2021. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, very good. I'm going to read the letter that I sent after we got the response back from the assessor's office. According to the assessor's response to the Clark County Board of Equalization, the reasoning behind the county not to consider a decrease in our assessed value is based on time adjustments applied to their comparable sales. There was no stated supporting data with calculations to justify time adjustments. Two of the comparable sales they used were also two comparable sales that we use. Our concern is that the superior condition and construction quality of the comparable sales were not considered in the county's appraiser's findings and response. Two of the comparable sales we used and the two additional comparable sales the county assessor used were far more superior in their condition and quality of construction quality as compared to our condo unit. All of the units had some type of upgrades with remodeling. Our unit has no updates. It is original as built in 1978. On our comparable sale grid for the county, there was no condition category for an adjustment. The quality category was listed as a 4, and that was for the same, and I don't know what the 4 is, and that was the same for us as it was for all the comparable sales on the county's comparable sale grid. On our comparable sale grid that we submitted, there was a category for both quality, construction quality, and condition. We indicated on the grid the differences between our unit and the units on the grid. Comp number one, which was on our grid, according to the RMLS, indicated that it had $77,000 in upgrades with the remodeled kitchen, bathroom, lighting, heating, hardwood flooring, and new carpet. According to the RMLS listing, comp number two had remodeled kitchen with granite countertops and hardwood flooring in the kitchen and entry, refurnished bathroom cabinets, and laminated hardwood flooring. Comp number three, as indicated on the RMLS, was considered a fixer. Our unit is also considered a fixer. The county assessor disregarded this comparable because in the narrative on the RMLS listing indicated that it was below, that it was assessed below assessed, it was listed below assessed value, and it is a fixer. Again, our unit is a fixer, and comp number three's assessed value could be higher than market value being a fixer unit. Over the past 3 years, the assessed value determined by the county for our unit has been higher than market value, as demonstrated by us appealing the county's assessor value over the past 3 years. Each year, the assessed value has been reduced to market value. And then I attached the 3 years of your guys' the Board of Equalization's decisions. Attached are interior photos of our condo unit showing its current condition and quality of construction. Also are attached are the RMLS interior photos of all of the comparable sales on our sales grid and the two additional comparable sales from the county sales grid to give evidence of the difference in the comparison for both condition and construction quality. Also provided are two cells similar to our condo unit in their floor plan, and they both sold in December of 2019, just 1 month prior to the assessed time frame of January 2020 to December 2020. One cell is a fixer like our unit, and the other had recent upgrades. The fixer, which is at 5535 Northeast Evergreen Boulevard, and it's 7502, sold for $300,000. The updated unit directly one floor above it, which is 7602, sold for $410,000. The remodeling to the unit with its superior condition and construction quality does contribute value to the unit, as demonstrated by the comparison of the sales prices for these two units. Attached are the RMLS interior photos for the two units to show their comparison. So that's my letter. And so I want to go to the comparable sales grid that the county put together, this one right here. And in on it, I'm looking at the very bottom where it says about the adjusted sale price, the price of so everything's the same. Nothing's been adjusted except for the sales, for the time adjustment. And it just says the price at each of the properties sold adjusted for the effective price change reflected in the market between the date of the sale and the assessed date of January 1st, 2021. And they don't give any kind of data source there. I can't address that unless I know what did they base that percentage on. So anyway,
the county does a sales analysis of all the sales of properties between January 1st of 2020 and January 1st of 2021. Uh-huh. And from that, they determine the value that has gone up for the year. In other words, the increase in sales price of those properties between years. And they develop an index for a particular year. And in 2020 to 21, their index came out to be roughly 11%. Yeah. Some areas were a little higher, some areas a little lower. Mm-hmm. So they would use 11% for the number of months in the year between the sale date and January 1st, 2021. Mm-hmm. And they would increase the value of the sale from that date to January 1, 2021.
Okay.
Get what they call time adjustment.
Right. Okay. I'll do some calculations on that. Yeah, because it showed that in for comp number three on their grid, I just subtracted the difference between what the sell price was and the adjusted sell price, and so they're indicating that it actually would go up like $12,000 in 3 months.
Well, it's roughly 1% a month. I mean, 3% would be $10,000 roughly.
Yeah. So they've got it going up about 12,000 in 3 months. So, yeah, okay, very good. Thank you for explaining that. I appreciate that. So as we go into their comments here, and I'm looking at, and it looks like this here, this is just the next page, and it's their comments. Right in the where it says the appraiser's findings and response, it's saying here, kind of in the middle, it gives a description of our property and the comparable properties, but it says cell number one, which is on their grid, it says sales number one is 300 plus square feet larger than the subject. Actually, it's 331 square feet larger than us. And then it talks about having an average view. Well, when we go to the photos that came off the Armillus, you'll see that it has much more than an average view. This particular property, the subject cell number one, is at the very far end unit. It's considered the penthouse units at the very far end, and they have views of the river, the airport, Mount Hood. I mean, and so they're far superior properties up against where we are located in our unit, as well as you look at the photographs from the RMLS, it has been extensively updated, and we'll see that when we get to the photos. And then here it says about cell number four on their grid. It says that it was included because it's in Sherwood West, but it's much smaller. Well, it's actually only 255 square feet smaller. So it's kind of like he's calling that a lot smaller, where the one comp number four, he's not really indicating that it's much, much larger. So I kind of felt that was a little bit misleading. And then also when he says about our comp number three could not be considered because it was mentioned on the Armillus listing that was listed below market value for a quick sale, that's not what it said in the Armillus listing. It said it was below assessed value. And so that is not correct on what was actually stated on the Armillus. And it indicated, and he has here, that it's a cosmetic fixer. Well, that's exactly what our unit is a cosmetic fixer. So, let's go ahead then and go to our photographs, and they correspond with our sales grid for the initial appeal that we put in. And so the first photograph here is which looks like this, is our property.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
And so that's what we look like. I've provided a proper picture of our living room and our kitchen and both of our bathrooms and our bedroom. And you can see that it is original. We still have the gold stove and the garbage condenser. And so that's it. Okay, so then we go to comp number one. And this is the one that indicated it had $77,000 worth of upgrades, and it sold for $333. It's the same floor plan as ours. It's in phase number two. It looks like this. And then we can just go into comp number two, and it too has had many, many upgrades in it, as indicated in the Armillus listing. Updated with granite countertops, hardwood flooring, entry, kitchen, and you can look at the photographs from it, and you can see how this is unit number 7102, and how it's been all updated in comparison to ours. And then comp number three, this is the one that I was telling you about, where the county says it was priced below market value. It actually on the listing on the Armillus listing, it says price below assessed value, and that's an error on their part.
And it sold for $242,375.
$242,375. That's correct. And they're indicating that it's a fixer upper. Well, actually, if you look at the photographs, it looks like there has been some updating done to it, and so I'm not sure how they classified it as a fixer, but that's what they indicated on the RMLS. But I think the photos are very nice and they speak for themselves. And it is up on the fifth floor and it does have a very nice view of the river.
That's on the same level as yours?
No. We are on the third floor.
Third. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, I have to just say it gets a little confusing because our actual lower level is our garages. So that's like the first floor. But then the second floor, which is actually really, they call it the first floor, so we're the third floor.
Oh, so the numbers don't indicate the floor level? I mean,
they're off.
No, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Because yours says apartment 6301, and that's not the third, not the sixth floor then.
It's the fourth floor.
Okay.
And 6503 is the sixth floor.
And 66, like, and then it's a little confusing, okay. but the first floor is actually like the first level of living, and but that's actually on the second floor. So.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, so then let's go to cell number one from the assessor's office, and it looks, and this is 7306 in 5535. 7603, and this is the one that they used as cell number one.
You know, where's like that? I'm with you on that. What page is that on, or what?
Oh, it's cell number one from the assessor's office, and this is 7306.
And you've got
pictures? Third page from the back.
Okay. Right.
It starts off with the view up above.
Got the hood.
Right.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, and so that's what they've got on is cell number one on their grid. And this, you can take a look at the view. You can look at the fact that it is a penthouse unit. It has a family room. It has a formal living room, dining room.
Yeah, much larger
in size. And this is the one that's 331 square feet larger in size. And this is where the assessor's office called it an average view. So I kind of have to say it's more than an average view. And then cell number four from the assessor's office. This is 7103, which they disregarded because it was much smaller, they claim, which is only 255 square feet smaller than ours. And you can see it has been nicely updated too. And this is it right here. Hmm. Okay, so now I just want to show you the comparison between the two, and I have to just tell you real quickly, I made a typo error on the address on this one here. On this is the one that sold for $300,000. I've got right up here a 5575. I meant to put 5535. It's in phase number two. It's a typo error on my part.
Okay.
But if you look at the two, you can see that they sold the same month in December 2019. The unit 7502, which both of these units are identical to ours, just in the other building. 7502, which looks just like ours, has not been updated, sold for $300,000. The one right above it on the sixth floor sold for $410,000. And you can see the comparisons between the two, and that quality and condition do make a big difference when it comes to evaluation of a property.
Any questions?
You don't feel like your condo's gone up in value at all since last year? It was 300.
We don't think so. Because, you know, when you think about it, if people who are going to want to buy our property are going to have to come in with money in order to fix it, which comes into play when, you know, if you're buying something key ready over where, you know, you have to have cash in your pocket to bring this particular unit up to current standards.
Okay. I don't have any more questions.
Okay, I have enough information. You explained a lot.
Very good, thank you.
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time. We do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. You'll hear from us within 30 days. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Close here.
This is a continuation of the January 20th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 497 for property ID 30198000. The property is owned by Stephen Carl Swenson and An Thuy Tran. I'm sorry if I butchered that. The board members we've got today are present via video conference, and it's Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Stephen Swenson present over video chat. So at this time, go ahead and raise your right hand and we'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you gave in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do so swear.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2021. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Thank you. I didn't receive anything from the assessor's office. Was I supposed to?
We did not get anything from him either, so I assume not.
I don't have my packet. Did I check the box that I wanted the assessor to send me the assessment information?
Yes, you did. Okay.
They don't do it anyway.
They
just expect you to look at the county website.
Even though it's in the RCW? Okay.
They're saying that meets their obligation by posting all the sales on the website.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So I'll begin. I purchased the home in December of 2019, and in the 2 years I've been here, the assessor has overvalued the home. For example, in December of 2019, I purchased the home for $289,000, and the assessor for that tax year of 2019 assessed the property to be at $322,788, so an overvaluation of $33,000. At the time, based on a fair market value of the home being purchased. Since then, they've now increased the value to $353,582. And I believe that this is based off of them including duplexes in the assessor's value. They used, looks like, based on what I got from the website, 53 properties. 8 of those are duplexes of $400,000 or more in sales, which my home is a single family home with 2 bedrooms, 1 bath, and they're using 8 duplexes, which is 15% of the properties that they are valuing. I included in my papers some comparable sales in size and acreage to my home, and they all ended up about $330,000. And so that's about $20,000 less in valuation. One of the properties in their valuations that I think is comparable to mine is, should I provide the PIN number or the site address? Do you prefer?
The number.
PIN number is 353-21000, which is 2414 East McLaughlin Boulevard. That's a conventional ranch style home like mine. The square footage is almost exactly the same, 978 square feet. It has a finished basement of 216 square feet. My basement is unfinished at 400 square feet and is on 0.2 acres. And that home sold in August of 2020 for $320,000, which I think is comparable with my home. My home is on a busy through street surrounded by apartments with no sidewalks, which I think also decreases the value. The one on McLaughlin is on a residential single family home block with other single family homes and has sidewalks. So I think the evaluation of $330,000 is fair for my property. Do you have any questions?
Okay, you had on your form $309,000, and you're changing that to $330,000?
Yeah, I would change that to $330,000.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't have any other questions?
I don't have any other questions that are pretty.
I've got it. Yeah. I've got enough information.
I'm okay.
Got it.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Dan.
Close the hearing.
All right. This is a continuation of the January 20th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves case number 28 for property ID 258-666-000. The property is owned by Kevin L. Weiland. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Kevin Weiland on the phone for the appellant. I know we can't see you, but if we could please have you raise your right hand, we'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2021. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Well, my property's bare property. I have just a mobile home on it. And I have a storage shed, and both the storage shed and the mobile home are in bad shape. The storage shed should be torn down, and maybe I could have the mobile home remodeled. And the land has no gravel on the driveways, but it's got a fence on the front of the property, and no fences all around, and a small creek at the bottom. And hopefully we could reduce the value to keep the taxes down. And I have disability, aging and disability tax reduction. And that's pretty much all I have to say. Are you here yet?
Yeah, we're here. Is your mobile home, is it tied down?
It's tied down. It has concrete pads under it, but no concrete for the foundation. Okay. And it's got skirting around it. And it's nice enough, and it's all one color, but there's a little bit of rot on the trim that needs replaced, and the mobile home, it needs painted.
So it's personal property?
No, it's combined to the land.
Okay.
And well, when they did the tax value, they told me it was only worth $100 way back when I first put it on the property. But now I suppose it's worth a little more, you know, because you've got rent value in a structure. So,
yeah, this is 2 acres. Where is it located?
It's
in LaCenter, right?
Yeah, LaCenter, Washington, on the intersection of Eddie Rock Road and 29th Avenue. And then I have problems with the neighbors. They think they own 29th Avenue, but in actuality, all of 29th Avenue is on my property.
Is that a publicly maintained street?
No, it used to be, and then a man named Lowell was going to give it back to me because I tried to donate a right-of-way from 1 acre to the other, and I had to go to the county, and then it got given back to me, and it's just frustrating. There's easements on it, but none of the neighbors own any of the land underneath the road. But it's just problems, and then they had it surveyed, and then when the police came and we reported all the arguing back and forth, I found out they never had it surveyed, and it's just been redundant. It's just not a fun neighborhood. I'm sorry.
Do you have a well on it?
Yes, I have a well, and it's 265 feet deep. And it's got iron and calcium in it, so I drink bottled water, but it washes the clothes and stains the clothes, and the toilet flush, and there's stains in the toilet. And the bathtub.
Okay.
I have no more questions.
No, I don't have any more questions.
I got enough information from this. I'm okay.
Anything else you want to tell us?
Pardon?
Anything else you want to tell us?
Well, I think I've told it before when we had the little trials, and then years ago I took pictures and brought them in, and they basically said that the pictures weren't necessary, and the property needs work, and I'm disabled, so I do what I can, but I'm not able to do very much. I have arthritis.
Do you have a disability deferment?
Yes. I'm not sure what you mean, but I have a disability break on the taxes. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, your taxable value is only $70,000. Okay. All right. I've got it. Thank you.
I got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nope, we're done.
Thank you. And I'll receive results in the mail in how many weeks?
30.
Within 30 days.
Okay, thank you, Your Honor. And thank you for everybody else that was there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. For now. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Close the hearing.